Good evening. Today's daf is Brachos Daf Mem Dalet. I mentioned this morning the Gemara states Vashosem Ayin Litzmo that you only recite a Shahako when you drink water for the purpose of if you're thirsty. Lafuke Mai. What does that exclude? Amar Rav Idi Barabin Lafuke Leman Dechanakte Umta. Let's say if you're choking on some meat and you need some water to get the meat down, so that's not for the purpose of quenching your thirst. Therefore, you would not recite the bracha of Shekali Abivaro. And I brought a few fact patterns which there's some dispute about this morning. What if it's to swallow a pill? It seems that the Shevet HaLevi says you should not recite a bracha. And also the Aruch HaShulchan writes, if it's to remove the bitterness of a pill, you should also not recite a Shahak called the Yabit Varo. Rav Yosef has a bit of a chiddush that if it's on a fast day and you try to swallow a pill, you need some water. So he thinks maybe there you might be required to recite Shahakol, because there, even though your intent is not to quench your thirst, it's to swallow the pill, but on a fast day, you're obviously benefiting from it, because it is quenching your thirst a little bit. You know, so that's what he holds, but others disagree. Some other interesting fact patterns, or other applications of this, are let's say you drink water, you're not thirsty now, but you drink because you don't want to get thirsty afterwards. And so again, this is also disputed. The Das Torah writes that the maskana is that you do not recite the conclusions. You do not recite a bracha. That the bracha is only if you're already thirsty. But if it's just to prevent something in the future, you would not recite a bracha. And this is the opinion of Rav Nosson Karelitz as well. He says that let's say on the evening before a fast day, you drink a lot of water because you're told to drink a lot of fluids so you'll be able to fast better. You're not doing it because you're thirsty now, but just try to prevent in the future. So he's of the opinion that you don't recite a bracha on this. The Shevet HaLevi disagrees. And also, let's say the doctor tells you have to drink a lot of water. You're not thirsty, but you do it because you have to drink a lot of water. Again, you have this dispute of Nosson Karelitz says, if you're not thirsty, you should not recite a bracha on the Shevet HaLevi. He's not sure. And my friend told me, who's a close friend of Rav Shechter, that Rav Shechter generally holds that if your intent is not to quench your thirst, like a lot of these cases, you would not recite a bracha, because that's really the goal. What? Yeah, he would even say you don't recite a bracha achrona. The goal is that if it's to quench your thirst, if you're already thirsty now, it's to quench your thirst. So he would say you do recite a bracha, but all these other cases for the future, because the doctor told you to drink, to swallow a pill, all these things, you would not recite a bracha of shakol niyabivarom.